You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As a part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, Michael Dunlap talks with his friend Eli Duck. Both fought in the Vietnam War.
Eli, what years were you in Nam?
I went over in September 66 and come back in November 67.
And who were you with?
I was 1st Tank Battalion, but we were attached to 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines. One afternoon I was driving, and they said, take the tree line. Don't go across that open space. They'd set booby traps up in the fence rows and tree lines if it was a used trail. So they want you to cut a new trail. So I decided to cut a new trail. Yeah, right over a banana tree. And it had an ant's nest up there. It was probably 3 or 4 feet high. And when I hit that tree, the ant's nest came right down inside the tank with me. And I threw it in park and jumped out and started swatting. Man, I was covered with red ants. Man, do they sting. And tank commander, he took his shirt off and he stood there behind me, beating on me. And we finally got them all out. And then I had to search inside and get them all off the inside the tank. They were just everywhere. And I said, well, one more mistake they've learned. It wasn't all bad, you know. That was some of the lighter times.
Like you said, there were good times and bad times.
Yeah. I don't know if that was Marine Corps birthday or what, but it might have been. Our company CO decided to have a cookout, steak and beer, which was fine. So they started doing the steaks. Here comes a big black cloud. It was the start of the monsoon season. Well, fellas, instead of having steak, we're going to fill sandbags. So we filled sandbags till dark, throwed them up on the roof so the tin roof wouldn't blow away.
I hated the monsoons.
Yeah.
That red clay was just so slippery and slimy that you couldn't hardly walk on it. And it stained. It would not come out.
Nope. Yeah, if you want to change the subject and talk about Agent Orange, I guess I'm living proof it's happened. And it left me with uropathy in my legs and diabetes. I lost the better part of my left eye from it. I ended up with high blood pressure, and they put me on dialysis for 18 months. And I had triple bypass in that same time. Then my sweetheart gave me a kidney.
That is a friend for life.
Eli Duck talks with Michael Dunlap. The 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War by Ken Burns, is currently airing on WPSU-TV. The WPSU television documentary, A Time to Heal, on the Vietnam War experience from a Pennsylvania perspective, next airs on November 12th at noon. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.